We're back. That was Let Down and the song Empty. And we have on the line with us, we have my brother Shkwait Shekhlech. That was his pick of the week. For people out there that don't know him, he's my brother from Gwaishkana. And he's an extreme survivalist. He survived Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the big forest fires a few years ago and the big flood of a few years ago. So he has a very good fighting spirit, and it's always great to hear from him. He's a big inspiration for me and many others that hear about his story too. Welcome to the program, Shkwait. How are you doing?
I'm doing as well as I can. Still alive, striving. Stay alive.
Yeah, so we have a subject today, and it's on history. And we'd love to hear your words on history.
History, that's delving into our past. And I read once that Napoleon Bonaparte said history is just a bunch of lies that everybody agrees upon. you know, for the most part, I can believe that, he's prejudiced and all that, but, we have to really, really search into the history books and the old teachings and traditions so we're not buying into a lie. Today's society is just rampant with the media lies that they're trying to make history. We really have to delve and think and just try not to repeat what has happened before us. And I heard it, said that history is kind of like a gallery of pictures. There are a few originals, but many copies. Because we didn't learn from what happened before us. We do need history to give us morals and at least a decent society, learning from our mistakes. And troubles caused by them from our past. I do believe we really do need to get back into our social studies and strive to root out the lies from the truth.
It's so easy to get lost in this life and get hoodwinked and manipulated and led astray. And we see that from history. And so in order not to get caught up in like scams, propaganda, negative energy, we need to know history. And when we do, it's easy not to fall down those paths and wrong steps and Ron journeys, because it'll take us down to dark areas that we don't need to be.
Yeah, we don't need past atrocities happening again.
That's for sure. Yeah, so we thank you for bringing your wise words and just being an instrument of inspiration, just to learn from you as a survivor of all those atrocities that you've gone through and tragedies, and you've been able to fight through them all and continue to strive to be a positive energy in this world. It's something that I really enjoy, and it brings a lot of life and energy to me and positivity, and something that I can look back upon just knowing your history and realize that, man, my brother's come through so much and gone through so much. You know, I can learn from whatever he has in his brain to accomplish the same triumphs. And yeah, so we really thank you for everything you share, your music. It's always very deep and inspirational, well thought out of. And yeah, we just really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm happy to try be an inspiration to all those around me. You know, try not to emote negativity. Don't need to be equated to Moriarty.
Yeah.
Always with the negative wave.
Yeah.
Gotta be positive.
Mm-hmm.
Search for the positivity in our histories.
Mm.
And learn from the negative histories.
Mm-hmm.
So it won't be emulated, copied, and duplicated.
Mm. Very true.
Yeah, so I'm hopefully being helpful to all my fellow Homo sapiens.
Mm. Yeah, well, we thank you, and we're already looking forward to another talk next week and more music. It's always a blessing and an honor.
Okay, thank you guys there at the station, those on the air and those behind the scenes, and the listeners here and abroad. Thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. I send it all back to you out there, a thousandfold.
Thank you so much. Okay, so we're going to have to say bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwaish Shekhlach from Gwaishkna, BC, and we'll be right back.
The Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline is now live to help victims and survivors get vital social and emergency services. If you need help or want to help stop human trafficking, call 1-833-900-1010.
All right, we're back, and we're going to carry on with our program, and we're going to play a song, and we're going to dedicate this one to Lady Fima, and also we're going to be bringing in our brother Wegedesk. Hopefully he's ready, and he'll join us. Hopefully that'll resolve the communication glitch. So we're going to play some music from Brain Police and Rooster Booster. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everybody.
We'll be right back.
we're back. That was Brain Police and their song Rooster Booster. And we have on the line with us, we have our brother Wegadesk, and he's a high diving champion of the world. And thank you for joining us, Wegadesk. How are you doing?
I'm super great, bro. Happy to be here tuning in with Eagle Nation. Thanks again for manning the station so that we can all connect in this beautiful way. I'm super excited about today's show.
Awesome. We can do some deep breaths. And
absolutely. Let's get ready for these deep breaths by relaxing our shoulders, our lips, our toes, our hands, anywhere you might be feeling tension. And as we breathe in, let's breathe in all the beautiful air that we have to breathe that comes in the body so easily. And on the ankle, just let everything, like somebody's dumping a bucket of cold water over your head and that water is just flowing right down to the ground, taking everything with it. Let's do it in 3, 2, 1, all the way in through the nose. Nice, good sigh on the way out. 2 more. Yeah, that's always a nice reset for me.
Yeah, it's always enjoyable, man, getting that oxygen into our lungs, into our blood, and into our brains. Awesome stuff.
Yes, sir.
So we have our subject today, and it's on history, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Yeah, history is an interesting one, because if you break the word down, it's like his story. And they say that history is written by the victor. So the history that we might all be familiar with might not really be the true matter of fact, so to speak. But what is important about history is, I think, for us to recognize that the Earth is so old, you know, maybe billions of years old, that for me, in my mind, it's not a question of if something happened in the past. It's like probably anything and everything has happened in the past at some point. And here we are today at the edge of history. We're writing history as we go along. I did want to share, too, a couple really interesting YouTube channels that I listen to that deal with alternative history. And one of them is Jared Booster. Another one is John Levy. And another one is a Mud Fossil University channel. And so those three channels have all kinds of really interesting ideas of, you know, what might have actually gone on in the Earth's past. And it's the kind of stuff that the mainstream media and the mainstream educational system doesn't talk about at all. So, yeah, I just wanted to share that with you guys. And, you know, that's kind of my thoughts on the history stuff. How about you, Chief? What are you saying about history?
Well, from time to time, I remember, like, I like to go back to that whole stoned ape theory. Because, it, you know, we're all connected to the past, you know, our ancestors. And as far as we know, you know, we've come from very primitive people. And and we've advanced, and, you know, it may have all come down through our use of everything on the planet. And some of it has, like the psychedelic mushrooms, other psychedelic plants that give us creativity. And creativity and imagination are more important than scientific knowledge, according to Albert Einstein. Mm. And I believe it because, you know, it all the inventions that we've come through had to come from somewhere. And It's just a testament to, you know, all our ancestors that have come through this world and started inventing technology and things that could advance humanity and grow and become a good influence in the world. Of course, lately it doesn't feel like it, but we have, you know, we've come from the caves.
That's right.
And we know it because we have artwork in the caves.
Mm-hmm.
From our ancestors, all of our ancestors. So it's something to remember and realize, but not to forget that, you know, we need to be connected to the world and keep a mutual beneficial relationship with it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to become parasitic and just take. We see that where that's getting us. And we're all suffering from it. All the fires, yeah. The floods, all the disunity that's happening in the world with all the wars that are going on and the conflicts. And these are all things that, you know, we can prevent. And it's our responsibility to use our voices and make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
We don't realize how powerful our voices are.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yep.
And if we don't use our voices, nothing gets done. Nothing can happen.
Yeah, you're right.
So,
and, you know, you're reminding me that, you know, as difficult as life is these days, they say that most people today have the standard of living better than most kings had hundreds of years ago.
Mm.
So we definitely are reaping the benefits of our history. I know there's a lot of not so good parts about our history, but here we are alive and thriving with the opportunity to be better yet today than we were yesterday. And so it's a really good reminder, Chief. You've reminded me to be super grateful for our history today. Mm. Thank you.
Mm, no problem. Well, we thank you for, you know, coming in and bringing your enthusiasm to share the deep breaths and how important it is, how beautiful life can be. And we can all achieve great things in our lives. And it takes inspiration. And people like yourself are very inspiring and a blessing to this world.
Thank you, Chief. Much appreciated. Thank you to everybody listening around the world and everywhere in the universe. Lots of love to you. And we'll connect again next week.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And yeah, bye for now.
Bye for now.
Yeah, lots of love to you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our brother Wegedesk from the Mi'kmaq peoples out in the East Coast, and always a blessing and an honor to have him come and share his enthusiasm and his wise words in that helped him get to his achievements of high diving, a special individual. And just a blessing. So we're going to carry on with our program. We're getting close to the end of it. So we're going to play a song from Lightning Hopkins and his song, It's a Sin to Be Rich. So let's have a listen to that. And we'll be right back.
Thank you. You know it's a sin to be rich, but it's a low down shame to be poor. It's a sin to be rich. You know it's a low down shame to be poor. You know a rich man ain't got a chance to go to heaven, and a poor man got a hard way to go.
Gonna have to wrap this up. We're gonna have to say bye for now, everybody. This is Free Voices. Come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and join us on Free Voices. And coming up next, we're gonna have Jacob and the Art Show. And we're gonna say bye for now, and we're gonna play some Red Sun Atacana and Cupid's Arrows. Bye, everybody. Thanks for joining us. And happy Valentine's Day.